What are the global figures that you have in your own head about response rate in these patients, and particularly the issue of prolonged disease control, more than, let's say, a couple of years?
Yeah, so there's not much data on colon cancer yet. I mean, you hear about the melanoma population with I don't know, I hear 10% long durable response, durable remissions. I actually don't know in colon cancer yet what the numbers are going to be. In our hands, we've seen across the board, though, most patients in our studies, where we have 32 studies, I think, in our GI group here at UCSF, and 20 of them have different immunotherapies. And by and large, the responders are really robust responders and very durable. But I'd say maybe 30, and these are patients selected for features that you would expect them to benefit, let's say MSI high in particular. Probably one in three are getting really good responses, but they are very often very robust and durable. And again, we have some exceptional responders, a young fellow with hepatocellular carcinoma who's almost 3 years out with bulky metastatic disease with hepatocellular on a checkpoint inhibitor who's a complete remission sustained 3 years later off treatment. This is unprecedented in my experience to see people who literally almost rise from the ashes with these treatments. It's phenomenal the benefit some people get.
I was doing a few interviews a couple weeks ago, three different cancers. I don't remember. I think it was lung, head, neck, and maybe a heme. And each one of those interviews had a patient who was about to go into hospice, who got a checkpoint inhibitor and, whatever. Amazing
I mean,
story.
you've done this long. You don't see that. It's almost to the point, like, how do you not offer patients this treatment? It's astonishing that you can have such an amazing impact so quickly in patients who are otherwise just beyond hope.